Hey guys, so I'm going to do a little bit of a review of a movie I just saw called Crazy Rich Asians. To be honest with you, I find this movie just more hilarious than The Spy Who Dumped Me, which is kind of saying something, because I thought Crazy Rich Asians is going to be like The Spy Who Dumped Me, but it wasn't. It was more heartfelt. It was more of like, you know, a lesson learned. Kind of thing. Like, if I get into a relationship, I haven't been in a relationship, like a serious relationship or a great relationship, in a long time. I haven't been in a relationship since I could say years ago, but I would be over exaggerating. Which I technically kind of am, I don't know. But while I was watching the film, I started to see like this amazing story about, you know, a rich guy who didn't even tell her that, hey, she, you know, he's rich, you know, or anything like that. Like, so what? He has a little bit of money, you know. You don't love him for money. You love him because of his personality, and you love him because, you know, he's the only one that completes you, you know. He's your missing puzzle piece, you know. The mom obviously didn't know that he was dating someone until, like, people started gossiping, you know, about him on the internet, and people are texting him, you know, texting other people saying, hey, by the way, didn't you know, who that's, like, guess who I just saw the other day? And it's like, who? It's Nick Young. It's like, oh my God. But who is that with her? I mean, with him. And it's like, oh, that's his girlfriend, Rachel Chu. And I thought it was Chow, but it's Rachel Chu. I'm not saying it to like be offensive, but that's like a real name. And Nick Young, obviously, you know, was like, okay, just so you know, I am rich. I just haven't told you because, you know, like stuff like this will happen. You know, it's like dating a celebrity. Like, most of this stuff is going to happen. Like, you're going to get hated on Twitter. You're going to get attacked, like, anywhere. You're gonna get harassed by people who are jealous of you, so on and so forth and what have you. So as I'm trying to, you know, I had a great time watching the movie, but it would have been greater and more happy if people would stop talking. Like, can we have, like, real people, like, theaters and, like, other people actually doing their job, like, actually, like, most sitcoms, like, go inside the movie theater and just be like, can y'all please be quiet? We're trying to watch a movie. Like, there was a couple right next to me, probably, like, in their 40s, close to their 50s, I don't know, but I cleaned up after their mess, after they left, like, a whole thing of popcorn in one of the seats, and a water bottle that was empty. So I clean up after their mess. So there you go. Kind of just shows how messy their house is if they don't pick up after themselves anyway. So obviously that comment is never to be said. I meant to say that because I was trying to be quote unquote mean, but you know, I have a good heart. But that comment was obviously like, oh, wow. Even Vince Vaughn thought it was funny. And Owen Wilson's just like, wow. You really came up with that in the last 5 seconds? That'll last me about one. Anyway, so the movie would have been, you know, a whole lot greater if people would just stop talking. I'm glad I saw it for free, because it would have been great if 3 people out of that couple would stop talking. Like, they make every single comment. They read text messages. When there's a scene where, you know, they're saying, oh, when they finally get rid of the girl before, you know, bringing her a dead fish in on her bed, saying, catch this, you gold digging bitch. I was just like, okay. That's a little extreme. And then, like, they repeat any text messages. And I'm like, I can read. Please stop talking. Like, I wanted to make little nasty comments, and I'm just here like, can y'all just stop talking? There's at one point where I'm just like, can y'all shut up? And I said it under my breath. And then I had to tell management, like, hey, there are a lot of people in Crazy Rich Asians who would not stop talking throughout the entire movie. Like, it was a whole 5 minutes. Every five freaking minutes, they had to, you know, say something. And it's just like, really, dude? Really? Even a five-year-old knows how to sit down and be quiet. Seriously. It's like, really, people? Are we all five-year-olds now? Anyway, so there's a thing called common courtesy. And I guess a lot of people don't know how to, you know the definition of the word common courtesy. So there you go. Obviously, it's too big of a words for you guys, for people who don't know how to shut up during a movie. I mean, it's really not that hard. It's almost like taking a test. You speak, you fail. You talk during a movie, and guess what? You're done. You're kicked out. Like, seriously. But the movie was great. The acting was awesome. The plot was, you know, 10 times better than I thought it was going to be. It was hilarious at many, many times. There was this one awkward son in one family who kept taking pictures of this one girl that they were all just like, yeah, you know, you should really date her. You know, this is the person you want to go after, you know, not, you know, a K-pop star who doesn't know how to blah, 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 blah. And I can't say that because I'm not, you know, Asian or Korean or anything like that. I can't say all the things that they said because that's, you know, very offensive. And I'm just repeating a line out of that film. I don't know what was directly said, but it was something about K-pop stars. So there's that. Honestly, the jokes, I didn't think I would actually get the jokes. All of them were funny. I loved it, to be honest, but I would have loved it 10 times more if people would stop talking. And I can go ranting on that in my latest video on YouTube, and I'll be like, hey, dear audience members, please shut up, or don't be on the phone, or if you want to be on the phone or anything like that during commercial time, go ahead. But if you had to make an emergency phone call, do that outside, or, you know, do it outside of the theater instead of inside, you know? It's just common courtesy, guys. It is really not that hard. Even a five-year-old knows what common courtesy is. And it's really, really pathetic. Anyway, I thought the movie was great. Go see it while you still can before it's gone. And I think you're going to have a great time. It's a perfect date movie no matter what. Even if it's a girls' night out, it's a perfect girls' night out movie as well. I could definitely tell people in the back that were screaming and laughing out loud. And I'm like, yeah, I can get it. Like, they're laughing and whatever. But, like, they're the ones that are talking as well. Like, it's like, okay, you know what? We're not going to be like those teenagers who were joking around and talking throughout Slender Man. Yeah. That will be in my next podcast about my movie review of Slender Man. Which was terrible, by the way. It was horrible. That's all you need to know. Yeah, that's basically my review for Crazy Rich Asians. And I thought it was pretty, pretty sweet. So hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I will be doing more eventually. And yeah, see ya.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.